Hey, Cindy B here. Welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I am Cindy B, your podcast host. I was really not expecting to do a podcast tonight. It is Monday, March 29th in the evening. And the funny thing is, I just did my very first live video on Facebook. And you won't see it because I deleted it. Why, you might ask? Because it was, I was kind of not happy with it. And so I did have one viewer, my daughter, which was really nice because it was good practice. And I will do it again. But my live video, really what I'm going to start doing is a highlight on beauty products that I use, that I love. And the one I did today, and it's already mixed, but it's a serum by Artistry. And what's really awesome about the serum is the infused technology, first of all, and you can put up to three different serums in there. And this one, I have hydrating, I have firming, and I have anti-wrinkles. And there's also a spot reducer and a brightener. And there's up to 25 combinations, which is really great. And I love it. And I waited until doing my live to unpackage and put it all together because I've been missing it. I've had it for about a week and I haven't been using it. So that was my live. Next time it'll be a different product. And once I run out of that one and I get a new one, I will do it again. So until then, so how are you? How are you doing today? Here in the United States, we're coming into spring. Some parts are already warm, which is the South. And today we are having tremendous winds. I mean, I was upstairs today, this morning, and it sounded like a freight train up there. And I'm thinking, Dorothy, where's Toto? You know, because it was really fierce. And we've had quite a few of those kind of days as of lately. And it's interesting. Everything flies around. And I haven't seen any cows yet, but there really aren't any cows in my area. So I guess I wouldn't. Maybe some lawn chairs or... I know it's not funny. It's just, I think of Wizard of Oz when I hear kind of and see the damage of that kind of wind. So I'm not making fun. It's just, we've had a lot of it lately and I'm very grateful that where I'm at, it has not been anything detrimental. We haven't lost our electricity. I'm very grateful to Jesus for that. So with all that being said in my intro here, you know, when I ask you, how are you? I really mean it. How are you? I can tell you how I am. Today, I'm really amazing. I am great. I am grateful. I'm excited. I'm happy. There's a lot going on in my life right now. My grandkids are back on remote learning until April 7th so far. I mean, they've been in school full time up until last week when a teacher and then a family was tested positive for COVID. So they said, everybody home. So they've been with me getting readjusted to that, still working and still doing other things that I need to do. So it's a challenge. And you know what? We all have challenges. Every one of us have challenges in our life. Mine may be really small compared to yours. Yours may be huge. And the things that you're going through are things that I can't wear your shoes. Neither can you wear my shoes, because we all are in a place, in a situation where the trials and the tribulations are for us. Does that make sense? The one thing that I can say is when it comes to addictions, I know all about that from my past addictions. And what led me here is food addiction, being addicted to food. And food and food and using it as my crutch, as my best friend, as my lover, as I've said in the past, as everything. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm this, I'm that. I ate. I always ate. And the other night, I was on the phone with a very beautiful, precious friend of mine. And I heard the word Stockholm Syndrome. And I'm thinking, I know what that is. Stockholm Syndrome, if you don't know, is when someone has been taken captive, have been abducted, and it can begin anywhere, you know, in the first few hours or a prolonged period of being held captive, where the abductee starts to have compassion for the abductor, and they start to feel like compassion. And as I started thinking about that, I started thinking about the connection for me with food and how it used to be. Obviously, not that food had, I could have compassion for it per se. It was more of defending why I ate it and how it made me feel. And I didn't want to stop because I enjoyed the lonely nights and I would have the comfort of the food. Does that make sense to you? Can you relate to that? And so the more I started thinking about it, the more I started thinking how damaging it is, very damaging when we have any type of addiction, first of all. It doesn't matter because it keeps us in bondage. We are in bondage to whatever that is. And I was in so much bondage. And even now, recently, it was hitting me really, really hard. This desire to eat, it was pulling me. It was like all over again before I started this journey. It was roaring, it was pulling, it was enticing me. And I gave in sometimes, more often than I'd like. I mean, not so long ago, I ate. You know, I was having a snack at night and I was really excited that it didn't have a hold on me. And I was really wrong because I couldn't stop. I became, and it opened my eyes. I'm thinking, wow, this is really addictive. I can't stop. I had to stop myself. I had to mindfully stop myself. And once I cut that connection, I was like, wow. The only problem is the next night I went back after it. And I'm glad for this. This is good stuff because it made me more aware of, I had to think. What am I dealing with? What is on my mind? What am I feeling? What's my days? What's the stressor? What is the trigger? What is going on? So it forced me to really take a look at my life again. And we need to do that often. We need to check our mindset twice as much as we check our phone. And let me tell you, today people are on their phones all the time. And if those people would be checking their mindset as much as they're checking their phone, let me tell you how awesome things in their life would be, and around us too. True? So if you're checking your phone more than you're checking your own mindset, I just want to encourage you to make a change. Okay? And I'm really serious about that. And I love you. And that's why I'm telling you this. So that has been going on. That's been something I've been dealing with. There was somewhere else I was going with that, and now I'm just kind of drawing a blank. Oh, yeah, I remember. So I haven't done a podcast. It's been probably almost 3 weeks. Not because I haven't wanted to, it's just I wait until I am moved to do it and that there's something important to talk about. So I noticed. Not so long ago, I obviously it was in the within the last 3 weeks because I don't think I've shared it with you here. That I had a day. Well, when I started eating the snacks, it was popcorners. I don't know if any of you know what that is. Popcorners. It's supposed to be the healthier choice. Only four ingredients: corn and safflower oil, I think it said, and pure cane sugar and salt. So it's the better choice. Yes. Well, I made the better choice to eat some. And that's when I realized. And what happened was, after I think the second night of eating those, let me tell you, I woke up at night with hot flashes. And I have not been having hot flashes. I haven't. So a few days of having unclean, the non-clean food going into my body, I was having hot flashes again at night. And I used to get those all the time. I know I've shared that with you. So I stopped eating those. I was trying to let it get out of my system. Saturday, this past Saturday, we went to a celebration of life for one of our good friends' mom. And it was a long afternoon, and then we went out to eat. And I chose well. I had a salad, and it had mixed greens and tomatoes and cucumbers and avocado and little diced up mozzarella with balsamic vinaigrette. Okay? It was a healthy salad. I had two chicken wings prior to getting my meal and two dinner rolls, which I was so hungry. I hadn't eaten, and it was a long day, and they were there. And yeah, I ate them. That night, Saturday night, I woke up almost every single hour with a hot flash. Now you can see I look really tired. I am really sorry I look like this because I haven't been sleeping. I am working on today has been all organic. I realize, and it's all good. That's why I keep saying that it's good even when we go through things like that, because if we're mindful and we pay attention to what's happening after we mess up or go off the rails or fall off the track, whatever you want to call it, as long as we're not going over the edge of the cliff, okay? Unless we have a parachute. we need to really think about, why did I do it? What am I thinking? And so I was thinking about this today. When we're eating or non-organic food, or what I called unclean today, remember that when it's raised, grown, produced, it's being done so with pesticides and chemicals and herbicides and all sorts of things. And when we eat it, it's going into our body, whether it be plants or animals, because whatever the animal has eaten, the chicken or the cow or the pig or the turkey, whatever it is, whatever it eats, is really you're eating because it's in the animal, the hormones. I mean, I look around at kids today and I'm like, you're 12? What? You look like you're 20 years old. I am amazed at how developed young people are today. And I really fully believe it's what's in the food. I do. It's the hormones in the meat. And don't forget about dairy, milk, okay? That comes from an animal. So even almond milk, come on. People are all about almond milk and coconut milk and all sorts of nut milks and nut butters. If they're not organic, you're still putting into your body whatever was put onto that, okay? So now I'm really working on allowing all that poison to get out of my body. And I realize that my body, because I've been really eating clean, I'm really working hard, even to get where I'm at today, which I am far from done on my journey. I mean, my journey will end the day that I go home with the Lord. So, with all that stuff that I had put in and then eating out the other day, even though it was good and healthy, a healthier choice, I still put all that stuff in. And I tell you, I mean, last night I woke up once, which is awesome, but I couldn't go back to sleep, which isn't awesome. Hence, the way I look tonight. And I will be going to bed earlier tonight. I am aiming to do that. I'm intending to do that. And I want to encourage you that what we eat really does affect our body. And my body is telling me, hey, look, I don't want this anymore. My body does not want that kind of stuff. It was so used to it that it didn't bother it. And now that it's out of my system, and then I put it back in. Yeah, it's telling me cut it out. So I'm cutting it out. I am stopping all that. And being mindful. I am being so mindful. There might be something here or there, like the yogurt that I eat. It's only one kind that I eat, and it's not every day, all day type of thing. I'm being careful. So when we think about addiction, we think about dependence on the food, the drink, whatever it is. We need to cut that. We need to cut the connection, like I did when I was eating those popcorners, and I realized that I was mindfully just eating and eating. And I'm like, wait, what? Shh. Cut the cord. People are cutting the cord from cable. People are cutting the cord from all sorts of things. Let's cut the cord from this. So we are mindfully eating. I mean, let me tell you my dinner tonight. My dinner tonight was leftover from last night, all organic. I put some vegetable broth in a pan. I added in some shaved Brussels sprouts, some broccoli slaw. I added in, I gotta think for a minute, roasted carrots that I roasted, roasted butternut squash that I roasted in my air fryer, guys. I love that thing. I put in riced cauliflower. And I let that all cook in. It was highly seasoned. Oh, highly seasoned. I then, after it was done, I took some out, put it in a bowl, and on top of that, I added some organic roasted cashews, and then I put tahini, organic tahini all over it, and I mixed it in. And it was so good and so powerful and so energizing. And tonight, I can't say the rest of it because I didn't. I still have some left over for tomorrow. But tonight, I added to that mix, not the cashews and not the tahini, that was separate. I added in some organic raisins and some organic pear. And that was my dinner. And it was so good. Let me tell you, this is what my body actually craves now. The only time I start going off on other things is when I'm exhausted. I don't feel like cooking. I just don't want to do anything. And I know that you understand what that is like. And that's how I felt last night. I had a really busy day. I have some projects. I wish I had it to show you that I've been working on that I completed yesterday. And I didn't want to cook, but I did. I turned on some music and I was just having fun. And I had a great meal. And my body was so happy with that. So happy. So I want to encourage you that even if you don't feel like it, you don't want to think about cooking, which I don't. It just comes to me. I've gotten to, I don't know, this place of, I went from not cooking, not wanting to be in the kitchen. Even after our renovation here, I went from that to, I love being in the kitchen. I look around, I find a main ingredient, and I just start putting it together. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And my body is so thankful. And you know how thankful my body is? It's taking care of me again. You see, it stopped taking care of me because I had beat it down so much that it was given out on me. That's when I found Joey. Joey Atlas, my awesome trainer, my coach, my friend. He is gifted. He is special. He is passionate about health. Really, he is. And I wouldn't be where I'm here, where I am today, if it wasn't for the Lord bringing Joey into my life, because the Lord used him to save my life in so many ways, I'm telling you. And if you've never heard of him, or you have, and you're not part of our group or his program, fitnesstraining.live is where you will find Joey, his program information, free videos to try to use. I just encourage you, go there and sign up for his email newsletter. You'll get informed of all the new things. And as a matter of fact, he's starting a Summer Ready Body program. It's an 8-week personal program for a small group of people. If you've not heard of it, email him. Email, go to fitnesstraining.live. Email him. If you're interested, if you're serious, only if you're serious. Because there are, it'll do you no good and you'll waste your money. But it's an amazing 8-week program. And I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for my coach. I'm grateful for all of you. And go to Facebook if you're not part of our Facebook group, official Sculpt the Fit Club Worldwide online community. Come on and join. It's free, it's private, and it's awesome. All the ladies are awesome. We have an awesome check-in every day, which is accountability, and we encourage each other by doing that. So it'll keep us on track. It'll keep you on track if you're not already there. If you are, I am glad you're there. Say hi. If you've not said hi, you can reach out to me at email Cindy B. That's EMAIL CINDIB at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you reach out because I deleted my live product video, if you're one of the first five people to reach out to me after this podcast goes live, I will send you some free samples for you to try. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, thank you for joining me tonight. And remember that you don't need to stay in bondage to food or alcohol or being sedentary. You don't have to stay in bondage to depression, anything that holds you back and holds you down. You don't need to stay there. And I want to encourage you with that. Reach out to me anytime. And if you have any questions or any topics you would like me to cover, please email me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And with that being said, I think that I'm going to end this here. Still, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, send me a message that you'd like to be, because I will be doing other live videos and I might try my hand at a live podcast coming soon. And if you would like to be notified of that, please go ahead and send me an email requesting that, and we'll get y'all hooked up so you would be notified if you're interested. And that's all I have. Have a really blessed rest of your evening, your morning, your day, whatever time you are listening or watching. And I will say, you may notice if you've been following me that I don't have as much hair as I did the last time you saw me, because I got a cut. I got a lot cut, more than I intended, and I'm grateful that it grows. It's been about 4 weeks, so it is a little bit longer already. This is not the style it's supposed to be. Okay, so my video had stopped, and I'll pick up where I left off. Yes, this is not as much as I intended to cut off, and but it's okay. Next time you see me, it'll probably be styled correctly. But hey, you know what? Life happens, and it happened to me today. So just get your fitness on, get your health on, take care of yourself inside and out. Our skin needs to be taken care of too. And thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you are just listening, you can find this on my YouTube channel at Cindy B, letter B. I would love for you to come on over. And yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you again for joining me. And I just want to tell you that it's about your health and your fitness, mind, body, and soul. Okay, this is all one package. That's what it's all about, okay? And I'm here for you. Stay amazing. Stay in it to win it and slay your day. Till next time, this is Cindy B.